Hello, and welcome back to the Sort of Helpful podcast. My name is Blake, and it's just me today. This is the first solo episode of the semester, I believe. Haven't done one of these in a while, so bear with me again. Sony's not here right now. She's got so much shit to do, and she needed some extra sleep today, so she's sleeping right now as we speak, I believe. I was really scared to do this. I don't know why. Just now, I was like, for the last couple minutes or so, I'm like, man, I can do this. It's fine. Like, I've done this before. Like, I don't know why I'm sweating so much. I'm looking behind me. I'm looking all around. I'm like, is there anybody here? No, it's just me. Anyways, it's been a while. It's been a while. We've been on and off, you and I. what's that about? Honestly, Sonia and I have just been so busy and overwhelmed with stuff. You know, life gets in the way. Sometimes we just need a break. Sometimes we're not feeling it. You get it. So, I just want to let everybody know, anybody that's listening to this, that they're... So I'm just facing... I'm pretty much facing a corner right now. And it's just the corner of the room. You know, the setup's right in front of me. I've got the audio boards right here. And there's these, like, soundproofing panels. I don't know why they're only on this part of the wall. Like, I guess that makes sense, but why not just do the whole room? Anyways, there's, like, these spiky little things, and I love looking at all of them. Like, there's some of them that are kind of, like, stapled wrong, so they just kind of bend. I don't know. That's the visual right now of what I'm looking at. So for today's episode, I'm just gonna tell you how I've been feeling recently. No, but I have a list in front of me of things I want to talk about. First of all, something. I need like a soundboard of myself so I can just play around with that. So first of all, and this is gonna get probably deep real quick, but fuck it. I have felt like I'm in my independent era. And that poorly shows because I'm doing the podcast by myself today. Now, this is a disclaimer. I'm not mad at Sonia. She's got shit to do, girl. That's fine. I wanted to do this by myself. That's fine. I'm adding to that aspect that is my independent era right now, which is doing things alone and rocking it. I haven't been so optimistic about it, but right now I'm trying to be, because something that I can relate to right now is that recently I've been firing my own kiln of ceramic pieces at my house, and it's a lot of testing and trying to figure out what works for me. It's a manual kiln, so I don't know a lot about like what's happening inside of it, like the temperature and all that. So I'm having to do all this shit to figure out like the right, essentially, recipe for, you know, how I get my pieces to come out how I want them to be correctly. And last night, it was at the end of my bisque firing, which is the first one to get them, like, you know, so you can touch them. I made a huge jug, essentially. It was like the biggest piece I've ever thrown. And I needed it to be dry in time, but I was like, man, I don't know if this thing's dry enough. So I put it in anyway. You know, it looks bone dry. It's a little cold to the touch. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I have to let it go and just see what happens. So I peek. It's like maybe 9 o'clock before I go to bed. I'm shutting everything down, you know, turning off the lights so nothing's running overnight. And I peek, and the piece has exploded. The whole bottom of it, it's like the top of it is like tilted to the side. So I'm like, I should peek. So I look, and it's shattered. So, but I was so glad that I looked last night and not this morning, because it would have ruined my fucking day. But what I'm trying to relate that to is ceramics, which is that happening, you know, me overfiring, me, you know, putting in pieces that I know are gonna fucking explode, and they do, to, you know, my not surprise. It's part of the gig. And that's what I keep telling myself. It's part of the gig. It's just, it's what I signed up for. It's part of the job. And you have to embrace that. And a lot of potters will say that. You have to embrace the failures of that shit, because if you take that to heart, it'll just, it'll ruin you, and it'll ruin your love for the experience. So, and that's what I love about ceramics, is that that analogy, like, can apply to everything in life. So that's what I'm trying to get at here with this whole, so I'm in this independent era, I say, quote unquote, because everybody around me, I've noticed, is is in a relationship right now. And like, literally everybody I know, like my close immediate friends, are in relationships. And that has made me feel like I am totally alone. Obviously, I'm independent. I am just like, I'm just one person. So I'm trying not to, I'm trying not to loathe about it. I'm trying not to get to overthink about that. So I'm trying to take this analogy of ceramics, because I had this revelation like last night when I was going to bed. I'm like, it's part of the gig. It's fine. So I'm trying to apply that now, because if I sulk, and I've already sulked, if I sulk about this anymore, like, it's going to ruin my experience of what we call life. You know, it's going to ruin my living experience here on this planet. And, you know, I've been in relationships, like romantic relationships. I've been in situationships. You know, it's kind of unsatisfying. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know another word for unsatisfying. It sucks. It sucks, because you're like, why? You think to yourself, why did something just happen? I feel like the audio just went weird. I don't know. You wonder. Something did happen. I don't know why. You wonder, like, is this me? Am I doing something wrong? Like, am I crazy? Is this just how life is? I'm alone and everyone else gets to be happy. And it's like, dude, slow your roll. Slow your roll right now. This is me coaching me. And I haven't done this yet. I've just been sulking. So, you know, something that's been on my mind because of all this happening around me, because of this observation, call it, is there's been a little bit of a temptation happening here. Call it one of the seven deadly sins. I don't know what they are. What are the seven deadly sins? Let's look it up. I know that's like greed or something. Hang on. Deadly sins. I love that this computer's right here. No, not the anime. Not the anime. What are the seven deadly sins in the Bible? It's for lust, gluttony, greed, laziness, wrath, envy, and pride. So I guess it's part of the seven deadly sins. My point is, we can close out of the tab. I don't want Google AI. Okay. I've been wanting to get on dating apps. There. I said it. I haven't told a living soul about it. And it's been driving me insane, because it's like, oh my God, it's so easy. It's so easy. It's so fucking easy right now to go on my phone, right? Like, not even a foot away from me, download Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, whatever the fuck, and make a profile. I can do that. It's within my grasp and control. And I have been on and off about it, behind the scenes in my brain, you know, just all the way in the back of my cerebral cortex. I'm not even going to look that up to see if I'm right. And I've, you know, it's tempting. It's so fucking tempting, because when you see people around you, like, just soaking in all that fucking love from their significant other or whatever, like, I'll be talking to classmates in my classes, and they'll be like, yeah, you know, me and my partner. And it's like, oh, dagger to the heart. Because it's like, damn, you too? Like, I've talked to 10 people in my fucking class out of 15. And all of them are with somebody? I'm sorry. That's that's unbelievable. That's like, what the fuck, you know? So that's what's been in my mind recently is like, wow, I'm hyper fixating on this, but I'm just like honing in my attention to it all of a sudden. I never fucking thought about it until now, until I realized like one of my friends who's been single along with me in this ride of you know, undecided singleness, who knows, they got a partner, and I was like, oh, let me go through the list real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my God, all my friends are dating somebody and I'm not. And I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. I'm just a little lonely. That's what I'll admit so much, is that I feel alone. But you know what? I need a sip of water. I am independent. I will own that all day long. I will take it to my fucking grave that I am independent and I have that ability to be independent. I wrote this down in my notes one day. Let's see. Right here. I acknowledge that I have the ability to be comfortable with my independence and get things done without the help of others. I enjoy the quiet aspect of this part of my life. That was kind of a weird quote, but, and that was at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon or whatever. But exactly, exactly me. Thank you, me. Oh, no, you're more. Yeah, take a sip of water. You're good. Oh my God, I needed that. But yes, I admit it. I acknowledge that 100%. 100%. I love being independent. I have always loved being independent. I have always been an independent-based kind of person. Like, I never really clicked with the cliques in, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school. Like, I was always in my own little bubble, and like pretty much by choice, because I didn't get it. I didn't understand how this group of people, like, let's say it's like a group of three friends, and they've got this thing about them. They've got this niche little title thing, whatever the fuck. And you're like, yo, those guys are tight. Those guys are those guys are super close to each other, and they're gonna be friends for fucking ever. And then the next grade hits, like we go up to the next grade level. Let's say we're going from freshman to junior. They're all in different groups. Like, they've separated. They've broken up the band. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, everybody's, I feel like everybody was confused, but maybe it was just me projecting that onto other people. But like, you know, things were so set in stone. Like, for years, people will be friends with each other. And then all of a sudden you switch schools and they're going to the same school, but they're not friends anymore. And it's like, whoa, did you see so-and-so and so-and-so? They're not fucking friends anymore. Like, what's up with that? They were so close. So point is, I've never been in that. I've had my little sort of clique, I would guess, like the weird people. I'm saying that generously, the weird people, you know, the kind of nerds, the kind of not, whatever the fuck. And, you know, if we were friends for a while, and dude, I feel like I'm a broken record, because that's basically what the majority of the first like 20 episodes of this podcast have been, is me talking about my high school friend group. And, you know, they're a great reference to this conversation, I believe. Oh, point is, I've never been that type to fucking click and cling to people. So now, even now, I mean, I feel like I still have designated friend groups, but I bounce around a lot. You know, I'll be friends with this friend group that's not friends with that friend group, or they don't even know each other, or they don't talk to each other, they don't know of each other, you know. And that's just how I feel. And everybody else, I don't know, something about it. They just cling to one another. And that's fine. I just, the point is, and I'll say that for the fucking 20th time, is that I kind of lost it. Point is, why me different? Why me different? Why me think different? It's a journey. It's crazy. And I'm still trying to figure all that out. You know, I'm not perfect. I say like, oh, I'm independent. I've got the ability to do this shit, to go run errands, to to be by myself, you know, alone girl core, eating, getting food for lunch and then eating in my car alone. And then, you know, recording like a little Snapchat journal diary just for me, just for me. I don't upload it. I don't do it. I don't post anything. You know, I go to the store. Like yesterday, I went to Walmart. I went to the Country Max. I got some dirt and I was planting plants for my, in my ceramic pieces that I've done for my upcoming craft shows. You know, like I'm on that shit. I'm responsible. And I acknowledge that. Like I'm working hard. Working hard or hardly working. I'm fucking working hard. And, you know, alone girl core. That's what I feel like. And you know what? That's fine. I'm just thinking back to everything I've just said in this fucking last 15 minutes. God. Oh, it's crazy. But I feel like I know nobody else that's like this. That's alone girl core. That's the only way I can explain it. You know, everyone has got their number one next to them all the time. Like they do everything with them. Maybe they're their roommate. Maybe they're their partner. You know, they've always got someone by their side and they're like a package deal, so to speak. You know, when you think of one person, you think of the other one. And I feel like it's just me. It's just me. It's me and nobody else. Disclaimer, Sony's excluded from this. Although she does have a boyfriend, I do feel, and I'll voice this to her in person, like I do feel like she's not even my number one or my number two, I guess, because I'm number one. She's on my number two. I don't know. I'm confusing myself because she's got a boyfriend. So it's like, obviously she's going to hold, anyone will hold their romantic partner like above their friends, I feel. Maybe that's situational. But yeah, I just feel like I've never had like a bestest friend, like the BFF in the world. You know, I don't know. It's strange. Like, do I really want that is the question? Do I really want to be associated with somebody like as a package deal, like all the time? I'm not sure because I love being my own self. I love being independent. I love being independent. It's so fun. Yeah. Okay, I went over that. Yeah. What can I say? I slay at getting shit done. And you know, sometimes nobody even knows that I'm doing this shit behind the scenes. Nobody even knows. And that blows my mind a little bit because it's like, damn, I don't even get any recognition for all the shit I'm doing. You know, people will see me and or ask me to hang out and they're like, oh, you know, you're so busy all the time. And they'll tell me, you're so busy. And it's like, yeah, you're not. You're not trying to like work towards your career right now. You don't have a side hustle that you're trying to work on right now for yourself. You know, I'm not better than anybody. I'm not, you know, I'm not that successful. You know, I'm still learning. I'm an amateur. I really am. And I'm not saying that just because I have a small little business on the side with my ceramics, because that's what I'm passionate about right now, that everyone else has to have something like that. You know, everyone else has to have their little niche. Like, you know, maybe they knit or something. Maybe they, I don't know, fucking sell stickers or something. I mean, that'd be cool, but not everybody's like that, you know? And yeah, well, I'm trying to go through my notes right here. And I have to think back, take a step back, zoom out. That's what I have these like tiny little phrases that I say to myself. It's like a callback or a little joke with myself. Then nobody, it's like a reference. So I have to zoom out, look at the bigger picture here. Look up at the sky and then zoom out like a little telescope or something. And I have to remember I have only lived for 20 years and, you know, 6 months or so. And these are the years, and this is the time for me to be ever-changing, ever-growing, gaining people, losing people, learning, cutting the cord, being cut off, breaking up with people, being broken up with, you know. So it's I'm really hard on myself because I feel mentally like I'm 10 years older than everyone else, like where I am in life. Maybe it's my structure. Maybe it's just, you know, the way I've been raised, where I've always had to be more mature than the age I am. That's deep lore. And, you know, everyone gets to be and act the age that they are, you know, like pretty much everyone in my that I'm friends with is 20 right now. We're in our 20s, our the start of our 20s, and we're in college, and, you know, we're getting up to the age where we're allowed to drink, and we're allowed, but they go out and party, they go out and drink, smoke, do all these things, and they don't give a shit, they get away with shit, and that's fine. But I don't feel like that's me. I don't feel like I belong in that demographic. I'm not like an overachiever when it comes to academics, bitch. I am fucking suffering in my art history class. Like, yes, it's art related, but dude, I hate lectures. I hate that stuff. You know, I passed my math class freshman year with a D. Full disclosure, my science class was like a C-. My Spanish class, like, you know, it had been like 3 years since I've taken Spanish. But I passed with a C+, you know, like anthropology, I got by with that one too. And so it's like, and the art stuff that I do, the actual art studio classes aren't easy. So I'm not like that. I do the bare minimum. I do the bare minimum as best I can, because people, these professors expect so much of me. So I'm like, dude, just take it, grade it. I really don't care. So I'm not like, oh, I'm not going to go out and party. You know, I'm going to stay and be responsible, you know, because I have to do homework tomorrow. Even though that's what I do, I don't go out partying, because you know what happens when I go out partying? I get fucking sick. I get sick, and then I'm miserable, and then I miss class, and then I'm going to fail. Like, I've got sort of these expectations of me to pass school. Because of certain reasons, because of my program, because of whatever the fuck. And maybe everybody else just doesn't have that sort of thing in the back of their head that's, you know, reminding them, like, hey, you can't fuck up. Like, you have to keep going. You have to be good. And, you know, I'm passing. I'm not passing with flying colors. So, I don't know. I feel I live alone with my dad. I live alone. I never lived in the dorm room. You know, I haven't gotten that full on college experience, and everyone around me is living that pretty much. I say everyone generally, the majority of people around me are living that and enjoying that and getting that thrill of being 20 or 19, you know, and I just feel like I'm 30 over here worrying about what am I gonna do for the summer as a job or something, you know. Oh, by the way, that residency, I'm not doing it, because if I did, I wouldn't make any money at the end of the summer, and that's the whole point of my summer, is to make money. See, I'm thinking about that. I'm not to say that no one else is. God, I'm trying to be like so conscientious of anything. Like, I don't want to be, I need to explain myself a lot, but that's okay. Just so I can be clear with myself too. Yeah. I don't know what to do about it. Okay, my final point. Let's see. Final point is, yeah. Blakey wants to have a wine and cheese night and play a board game. Humble shit. That's what I want to do. I don't want to go to the bars and risk getting arrested because I have a fake ID, which I don't. So I don't know if I'd even get in the door. I don't know. There's like so many reasons I could go on and on about it, but I feel like I'm not where everybody's at, you know? So I don't know how to fix that. I don't know if I need to find people that are older than me to like find where my level is. Like, I feel like my level is like a little bit older than what I am now, like maybe 23, 24. But it really varies person to person and backgrounds, excuse me. So to answer my own question of how do I fix this, I really don't fucking know. I really don't know. I've always felt this way, and it's always been this way, and I always get this little hope of like, well, maybe these people will or not these people, maybe I will find, you know, people like me in a lesser, in lesser way to say it. Yeah, maybe, I'm not sure. So, yeah, I was talking to, I was so high energy like 10 minutes ago and now it's crashing. I think it's my breakfast. I had a big old breakfast and now I'm crashing. My sugar's crashing. Not really. Whew, okay. So I was talking with some older folks, you know, I was asking them, you know, I feel like I'm not on the level that everyone else is, and everyone's not on the level that I am. How do I fix that? / how do I find the right people that I'm looking for? Like, will I ever find people who get it? And this person told me, they're like, maybe 55-ish, maybe 50. Older adult, I'd say. And they said, dude, you may never find it. You may never find these people you're looking for. And you know how much I wanted to cry when they said that? Oh my God. Because that's daunting. That's scary. Out of all the people in the world, out of all the things and that I will experience and people that I'll meet, I may never find the people that I'm looking for to surround myself with that will get me and I will get them and we'll be on the same level and you know, relate to one another. Like, that's pretty sad. And I don't, that's it. I don't know. Like, that's pretty much what I've dreamt of for like a couple years, is finding people who get it, for a lack of a better way to say it. That's the fucking term, Jesus Christ. For a lack of a better way to say this. Oh. Is that, yeah. Am I ever gonna find these people? And I've dreamt of, like, okay, imagine. It's basically just Pinterest shit. Imagine like like a big open studio apartment, maybe in like Italy or something, some place in Europe, perhaps. And there's like these big old windows, you can see these beautiful buildings, and the landscaping and all that. And inside it's like all cozy, it's got like that messy vibe to it, in a way where it's like art stuff everywhere, there's like plants, there's a bunch of nice warm lights, it's all like accent lighting, you know. And there's like a little dining table with like a group of friends, like all sat and having this like dinner thing and like playing games, board games, having some wine and having fun and laughing and playing music. Like that is the scene that I want. Those are the people that I want to be with. I want to be there. Oh, so I feel like it's such a weird topic. I don't have any hate towards the people that I'm friends with. I don't have any hate towards the people that I surround myself with. I'm not saying that they're not good enough for me. I'm not saying that they don't serve me, you know. There's been a lot of people that I have gotten rid of because they didn't serve... gotten rid of. There's been a lot of people that I've cut contact with because they didn't serve me at all. Like, they treated me really badly. And the people around me, they are just who they are. And that's okay. Like, they don't have to live up to my standards. I'm trying to find the right people. And I'll keep them by my side as long as they fucking, as long as they don't fuck up, as long as they, you know, stay true to me. No, I'm so flexible with that. I feel like I'm the most flexible with friendships than I have ever been in my life. And that's generous to say at 20, because I'm not done growing. I'm not done with life. I really am not. Oh, I've been thinking about that a lot. Just like, what am I going to be? What are my 20s going to be like? What is this journey? Like, I am literally the start of the chapter. That is, oh my God. I am the start of this fucking chapter in my life. That's crazy. Bitch, I've been fucking living so long. I've lived for so long. I've lived 20 years and it feels like 59. Not even 60. God. you know? It was like, now's the time. Now's the time to be living, to be doing all these cool things. And everybody's hot. Everybody is in their slay era. Ugh. So that's a lot of pressure, okay? That is a lot of pressure because this is like the time. You are never going, we are in our primes. See, my energy's back because I'm passionate about this. My energy's back. We are in our primes, people. We're in our primes. This is the beginning. Oh, don't you see? Oh my God. It's like this weird responsibility, sort of this daunting task of like, fuck, I don't want to fuck up my 20s, even though your 20s is all about being, is about fucking up, is about learning, is about falling, scraping your knee, whatever the hell you need to call it. Ugh, but I don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. Everyone wants to thrive and have a kick-ass 20s to look back on and tell stories about, you know? You know how many cool stories I've heard of old people in their 20s? This is the time. This is the time of our lives right now. We need to act quick. We need to vote. Voting's coming up, people. Election day. Don't fuck it up. Oh. And just like that, my energy's gone. But that does, it does feel like such a responsibility. It feels like such, every age feels like such, there's so much to live up to because everyone before us, everyone who's lived before us has like set these things, like, you know, certain things happen at 18, certain things happen at 21, you know, and your 30s are for this and your 40s are for that and your 20s are to be, you know, funny, fucked up, whatever the fuck. So it's like, man, if I don't do that or at least experience that a little bit, then I feel like I haven't lived my life to its fullest potential, you know? That's sad. Shit's sad. But it's also exciting. It's also exciting, you know, I gotta calm myself down, gotta coach myself a little bit. You know? Oh my gosh. Oh, I love water. Like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do with a Klondike bar? I don't know. Oh, it's getting to be 30 minutes already. But yeah. I wonder how old you are listening to this. Probably my age. Probably, I don't know. 49? 49? What are you doing listening to this right now? You folding your laundry? You doing homework? You thinking about stuff? You vibing with me? You get what I'm putting down? Do you? Am I talking out of my ass? Am I insane? That's what this episode's been about. It's just like questions, questions, so many fucking questions that I have no answers to. But you know what? You gotta live to learn. You gotta live to learn and figure out the answers that you're looking for, because sitting around doing squat is not gonna find your answers for you. So, you don't have to work super hard to be successful. Well, I'm trying to find the words in my brain right now. Oh, energy crashing again. You don't have to be go, go, go right now. This is kind of, I'm talking to myself a little bit. You have so much time. More time than you think you do, even though your little tiny brain, my tiny brain, can't process that right now. Because all I've ever known is the last 20 years and a couple months that I've lived, that I can remember, that I've experienced, sorry. So to imagine 20 years from now, that's mind-blowing. That's crazy. But again, it's exciting. There's a lot that I want to do. A lot of places that I want to go to. A lot of things I want to experience. A lot of things I want to try. A lot of things I want to fail at, you know? Nobody thinks about that. Nobody thinks about how many things, what are the things that I want to fail at? I don't know. Maybe. I think there's a good reason no one thinks about that. But you know, maybe I want to try skydiving and fail at that. That's a bad example. Maybe I want to try screen printing or something, you know, going to Europe and trying to learn the language. Okay, now I'm talking out of my ass. Oh, you know what I need? I need to go to Boston. Sony and I booked a trip. We're going for 4 or 5 days. And I woke up this morning and I smelled the air outside. And it was crisp. You know, I could smell some breakfast from someone's kitchen window around the neighborhood. And I was like, you know what this fucking smells like? It smells like Boston. I just feel so, for a lack of a better way to say this, I feel so alive when I travel and when I go and experience living in different places, even for if it's like 4 days. Like, it's just so, it's so invigorating, you know? You get to think about, wow, like, these people are here all the time. Since the last time I've been here, these people have still been here. These people live in these houses. These people pay their bills. They go to restaurants. They go shopping here. They participate in community activities. Like, they walk their dogs. It's crazy. That's crazy to think that there's a bunch of shit happening around the world right now. Like, people just doing mundane shit. Like, that's happening all the time. That's happening all the time. And when I get to travel places, I'm like, I get a little slice of life there, you know? I'm like, and then I think, I'm like, man, if I weren't here right now, this all would still be happening if I was in my little home back in upstate New York, just doing my homework or something, like sleeping in. Like, the world still spins when I'm not doing anything productive. Ugh, that's crazy. All right, I've been rambling for too long. So I hope you maybe got something out of this. I hope you maybe understood what I was trying to grasp at. And, you know, I'll figure my stuff out. I always do. And I feel a little guilty for venting on here about this stuff of being like, oh my God, I'm so lonely. I will figure it out. And I'll get over it 100%. Like, I've gotten over it many, 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 many times. Like, this isn't the first time that I've felt like this, so it's fine. It's natural. It happens, you know? And you know what? There's so much shit that can go wrong in relationships, too. So I'm glad that I've only got me, myself, and I to worry about. You know, I'm not gonna have a fight with myself. I'm not downplaying relationships. I'm not bashing on it. I'm just saying there's so much to talk about. There's so much to look at. There's so much to experience. It'll be fine. It'll all be okay. If you're stressing right now about maybe the same things I'm stressing out about or other things, think of how far you've come already. Like, you've made it this far. However old you are, whatever place you are in life, think back to where you used to be. If you were more successful a year ago, that's fine. Maybe you're in a little dip right now, and you'll skyrocket even higher and more successful than you were before. Like, life is just a fucking little roller coaster, a little chart that goes up and down. It's like the stock market, you know? Life isn't a straight line. Oof, that was good. Quote that. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thanks for bearing with me. And yeah, follow us on Instagram, Spotify, and hopefully, maybe, I feel like next semester we're going to try and do video podcasting, because I know Sonia has scheduled her stuff to be, you know, she has a lot more free time, and I do too, so maybe that'll happen. Maybe you'll get to see my crazy gestures and crazy expressions as I'm, you know, explaining my woes. So thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you later. Goodbye.